There's no doubt about it that we need to change a policy in terms of hedge cutting. We have a situation at the moment now that it's actually very dangerous. It's life and death, where we find in some cases where cars are driving and lorries are on the other side of the white line trying to avoid damage to the cars. You get lorries and buses who would be in contact with me regularly talking about losing mirrors, hitting off trees because they aren't maintained either by a landowner or by the council. I would regularly have people on to me that won't allow their kids out for a walk or cycle in quite a lot of the areas because there's so much blind corners and the overgrowth is massive. Now, I fully appreciate the fact that we can't cut between March and I think it's the end of August for the board nesting season, and that is only right that we do make sure that the environment is protected. But that also said, we need to look at why is the overgrowth so bad. And the policy isn't very clear. It's quite grey. So I would be asking that the council would sit down with the elected representatives and find a very clear policy. Now, I'm not asking that that the whole responsibility lies with the council. I do strongly believe that landowners need to do more than what they're doing. But I also recognise the fact that there could be lands in dispute. There could be land that could be commonage. It could be land that nobody knows who owns it. So it's not that black and white. But what is black and white is that some of our roads are dangerous now. Kids cannot walk or cycle them because parents are that frightened. Again, cars being pushed over the white lines to avoid the damage to them. We have a situation where some junctions are dangerous to come out of and some people are reluctant to go into their cars and go for whatever reason to the shops or to the beach or to Letterkenny or anywhere at all because of vision lines. So there's a serious concern there. And for years and years, I strongly believe that we haven't engaged properly with the landowners. I've been raising it with the council for many a year about that it's important that we engage properly with the landowners, and I don't believe that's happened. I think there's a very big reluctance among some of the council staff to actually engage with landowners for whatever reason. But for me, it's simple. There has to be a policy in place, a policy that allows our kids to cycle, to walk, or anybody at that matter, to walk and cycle the area. We're constantly asking people to go out there, be fit, be active. But how can we, when we can't guarantee that it's going to be safe for them to walk their own roads? It's not good enough, and there needs to be a massive change and a shift very quickly before the story becomes something else.